It's 1:15 here on Giant 90.9. That can only mean one thing. Your host, Jackson White, is alongside Owen Pulley in HD1 Studios, and it's time for the Sports Spotlight!
Welcome to the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. We have some big playoff talk going on right now. Four divisional games. All four of them came down to game-winning drives, whether that be a field goal or an overtime touchdown. We'll get into that later and more on the Sports Spotlight. So we open off the first game on Saturday, the Bengals versus the Titans. Bengals coming into this game after a big win over the Raiders, and the Titans coming off that bye in the one seed. We saw both the number one seeds get knocked off this week, with that being the Titans and the Packers. We'll talk about the Packers in a little bit, as the Bengals kind of rallied from behind and got that game-winning field goal in the fourth quarter. Joe Burrow, 348 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, and was sacked, I believe, 9 times and kind of struggled that game at the quarterback, throwing 28 for 37. So he had some good yards going there, 348. So when he threw the ball, good things did happen. But the rushing game did look decently well today, or not today, but, you know, Saturday. Joe Mixon, 14 carries, 54 yards, one touchdown. That was about it. The receiving game, though, Ja'Marr Chase, 5 receptions, 109 yards, no touchdowns, and that was about it. So it was kind of all defense, you know. Defense really stopped the Titans today.
Yeah, even it was though, a very defensive game. It was fairly close, but, yeah, it was pretty just a bunch of defensive work from both sides of the teams.
Right. Right, and Ryan Tannehill struggled as well, 15 of 24, 220 yards, one touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Kind of struggled there as well. And the run game from Derrick Henry coming back off of the foot injury that he had in, I believe, week 6 against the Colts. 20 carries, 62 yards, one touchdown. So not playing really well. A.J. Brown with one touchdown as well. So that was kind of a, like you said, a defensive-heavy game, Christian. What do you think more about that game going on there?
Well, it definitely shows that the Bengals do have serious potential with this team. A lot of people didn't see them as, you know, doing anything this season, but they definitely came up and proved everyone wrong. And beating a team like the Titans, who have been pretty solid this season, is a really good showing for them. And I hope to see what they do in their next game, which we'll talk about very soon who they're playing. Right, Owen?
Yeah, and they'll go on to play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. And Evan McPherson, the kicker for the Bengals, hit that game winner at the end of that game to send the Bengals to the AFC Championship game and send the Titans home. As we can say, Joe Shiesty really worked the Bengals that game.
Yeah, that boy Joe Burr went crazy.
Joey Burr. But moving on to the next game, we have the Rams versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or as you can call them, the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers. Some people do call them that. But that game was a very interesting game. We saw that game will go on. Actually, we'll talk about it later. That was Sunday's game. Sorry. Moving on to the 49ers and Packers. That was another big game. The one seed Packers playing. 13-10, the 49ers knock off the Packers on another game-winning field goal in the cold and in the snow after the Packers lead, I believe, 7-0. The Bengals come back and – or not the Bengals. The Niners come back and score a field goal, so now it's 7-3. Then Green Bay scores another field goal, so now it's 10-3. Okay, 10-3, kind of just play some defense, you win the game. It's the fourth quarter, you're up 10-0. Or 10-3. Then they go and try to kick another field goal, gets blocked. Then you come back, and the Niners, they block your punt in your own end zone, return it for a touchdown. Now it's tied, 10-10. Then I believe they punted or threw an interception. One of the two happened. And no, it wasn't an interception. They punted because Aaron Rodgers had no interceptions. You go back, they charge downfield, kick a game-winning field goal. You lose in your own stadium as the one seed. You're done.
Yeah, this was for a lot of people, it was a shock. A lot of people expected Green Bay to get past this 49ers team pretty easily. But yeah, on the day, it was very unlucky for the Packers, in my opinion. It was very unfortunate also for Aaron Rodgers. He threw pretty well, through 20 for 29 and had 225 yards from his throws. But despite that, he just could not find an end result with his throwing.
Yeah, and that rushing game did not look too good from both teams, as well as Aaron Jones only ran for 41 yards, A.J. Dillon for 25, and then on the other side for the 49ers, Eli Mitchell only ran for 53, Deebo Samuel for 39. But the receiving game was pretty big in the Packers realm there with Aaron Jones. Did I say Andrew Jones? I meant Aaron Jones. Had 9 receptions, 129 yards with no touchdowns. Unfortunately, no touchdowns for him. But Aaron Rodgers could be his last game in Green Bay. Had a couple talks about that last year, but he definitely says he does want to cut ties with the Green Bay area.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a bunch of Packer fans aren't too happy to hear that. They're definitely very upset about it, as Aaron Rodgers has been their most consistent player for many years now. But it has been pretty obvious that he wants to leave Green Bay. And I feel like from week one, you could kind of tell that this probably was his last round with them. So, I mean, I'd say it's expected, but I can't blame him. Honestly, this franchise has been kind of laying him down in recent years.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah, if I was him, I would leave too, personally. I'm not going to lie, but sucks. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Moving on to the next game now. It is the Rams versus the Buccaneers. The Rams coming into this game as another underdog against Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady trying to go to another NFC Championship game, trying to lead them to the Bucs to another Super Bowl. As, you know, Tom Brady just loves going to Super Bowls. He's won 7. He's lost 3. He's been to 10 Super Bowls. But the Rams come out guns a-blazing. They're up 10-3. Score another 10. They're up 20-3 at halftime. Then it starts to go downhill. The Buccaneers scored 10 in the third to the Rams 7. So now it is 27-13. That's still okay, you know. Then the Bucs score 2 touchdowns in a row after the Rams fumble 4 times. 4 times the Rams fumble and they cannot capitalize, but then the Buccaneers fumble as well and they take a lead they tie it up 27-27 as they score there, as the Buccaneers score. And then they think that they're going for 1. Everybody thinks that the Rams are going to push it to overtime. And then Matt Stafford leads them down the field. And then it ends up with a Matt Gay field goal to win the game 30-27, taking down the Buccaneers.
Yeah, this was a very good game. Both teams had the same record throughout the season. And, well, it was just a bunch of scoring. First half, it didn't really seem like... It seemed like the Buccaneers were in big trouble there. Tom Brady was being very inconsistent then. But then by the time the second half happened, I mean, Tom Brady kind of teed off along with Buccaneers trying to wake up and try to get back into the game, which they did, credit them, but they just barely lost to a Rams team. Matthew Stafford was playing like they friend to send back to the lines or something. So, I mean, it was a really solid game.
Yeah, and then going to the last game of the divisional round, my least favorite game, kind of. I'm not really a Bills fan, I'm a Colts fan, but the Bills are my second team, and I was rooting for the Bills with my friend. He's a big Bills fan, and we were watching that game with a bunch of other Bills fans at Buffalo Wild Wings, or maybe just anti-Chiefs fans. But we watched that game, and it was just unfortunate, you know. Tied going into halftime after that missed field goal by Harrison Butker. Missed the extra point later, I believe. Yeah, missed the extra point. But it's 14-14 going into halftime. It's all tied up. It's anybody's game. And they just keep dishing out back and forth. And then there's a minute 54 left. The Chiefs score to tie it up, or to go up. Then the Bills score, leaving only 13 seconds left on the clock. They're up. The Bills are up 36-33. And then Patrick Mahomes comes in. Enter Patrick Mahomes. He goes and gets a couple plays downfield, gets him out of bounds. They still have 3 timeouts left. They still have three timeouts left, and they're thinking, oh, we still are in this. Bills fans think it's all over. And then you get Tyreek Hill. Little pass up to the right side to Tyreek Hill. Goes upfield, cuts upfield, scores the gets tackled eventually. And then you get Harrison Butker to come in. Tyreek Hill did have that big play earlier to tie the game up with, I believe it was about a minute left. And then Harrison Butker nails the field goal, tied up 36-36. Now we go to overtime. Overtime in the NFL is, we can go on a whole 45-minute rant just on the NFL overtime rules. Because, in my opinion, they need to change them. I think they need to go back, or they not back, they need to go to college overtime rules, kind of, like a little bit of a mix there. Because, you know, they have it where whoever wins the coin toss essentially wins the game, you know? Because whoever scores first, if you score a touchdown first, you automatically win the game. The defense or the other team doesn't even have a chance to win. Like, Josh Allen didn't have a chance to lead the Bills downfield to score.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset with the overtime rules. As Owen said, it feels like it's just decided by a coin toss overall. This game was just the teams were going back and forth scoring on each other, and I think a lot of people knew the fact that whoever won that coin toss was probably going to win the game coming into overtime. But yeah, I do feel like the rules are very outdated and unfair to the team that doesn't win the coin toss. They definitely need to come up with some sort of rule, as this current one is just, I don't think it's acceptable for like a professional sport like football.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes comes down as they did win the coin toss. Josh Allen was, I believe, 9-0 on the season going into the playoff, or going into that Chiefs game, and unfortunately went 0-2 that day, lost the coin toss in the beginning of the game. In the beginning of overtime, lost that coin toss as well. And the Chiefs go down, throw it to Travis Kelce in the back right of the end zone. And that's the game. Chiefs win 42-36. They will advance to the AFC Championship game to play the Bills. Or, not the Bills. They just beat the Bills. The Bengals. So we have our AFC and NFC Championship game set. It will be Bengals at Kansas City playing the Chiefs. And then the 49ers will go to L.A. to play the Rams. We do have some kind of news coming into that, going into the LA game. And I want to get your take on it, Christian. We'll be coming back after a short break here, talking about more NFL news on the Sports Spotlight.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so bad to the point where he had to end up in the emergency room. And he has spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy to tell people not to smoke around your kids.
4 out of 10 U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants free help to quit smoking, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Now we are going into the AFC and NFC Championship games. And Christian, I do have some big news for you. So there is a little bit of controversy coming out of the LA area as the Rams are trying to get any people who don't live in Southern California to buy tickets to that game against the divisional rival of the San Francisco 49ers. So basically, what I've been reading is if you buy a ticket and you're not from Southern California, it's going to like revoke your ticket without any notice, so you won't have your ticket to the game, which sounds illegal in 12 million different ways, but they might allow it.
Yeah, that is it's very stupid in my opinion. That is so unfair to many California fans who enjoy watching the Rams. As I like, for one perspective, I get you want like the majority to be like the people in your area type of fans, but there's people throughout California. It doesn't matter what type you're from. You're a Rams supporter, right? There's multiple teams in California, if I'm not correct.
No, you are.
If not wrong.
No, they're trying to get 49ers fans to not show up.
Oh, they're trying to get 49ers fans not to show up?
So yeah, they want Rams fans. They don't want 49ers fans.
Oh, I get you. I get you. So, so they want the San Francisco 49ers fans not to show, which is very unfair. As
they're trying to bleed blue, I guess, in the crowd.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. That
which this game, too, if the Rams win this game, they'll be at SoFi Stadium in Southern California, in L.A., 2 weeks later, I believe, 3 weeks later, for the Super Bowl, as it is being held in L.A., which I think is crazy, because in all the years, we're going to the Super Bowl 56. Super Bowl 1 through 54, not a single team played in the home stadium that they did. The closest that happened was in 2017, I believe, when the Vikings almost had it, but then they eventually lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. But we could have, so it never happened before, but we could have 2 years in a row, Super Bowl 55 and 56, where the home team plays in the home stadium of the Super Bowl. The Bucks did it last year, and the Rams can do it this year.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I can't really see much fault in that for the NFL, the NFL, the people who run it. They, I don't think they could predict that the Rams are going to run, potentially make a run to the Super Bowl, or any LA team is going to make a run, you know, or any team in California in general. So, I mean, from what you said there, I don't think it's really the NFL's fault for that, but I can see what you mean, where it kind of feels a little bit unfair to a degree for the team coming in, the opposition taking on the whoever gets to the Super Bowl and they're in their home stadium, as there's going to be severely more fans than for the other team, which in history, throughout history, any sport, it's shown that that does have an effect sometimes on a team's performance.
Right, especially when you're in L.A. And like I said earlier, you're trying to get fans to not show up for that. And I think that L.A. likes, I mean, St. Louis loved the Rams, but L.A. is where the Rams originally were from after they moved from Cleveland, but that was in like the 40s or 50s when they moved from Cleveland to L.A. So they were in L.A. from the 50s to, I believe, 1996 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back in 2017 back to L.A. And, you know, they spent all these years in L.A. I mean, St. Louis did have them for 20 years, and they loved them, but I believe one Super Bowl win and another Super Bowl appearance in the late 90s, early 2000s with that greatest show on turf led by Kurt Warner. But, you know, like, I think that L.A. loves them. And it'll really be shown, especially if they do make it to the Super Bowl, which I kind of want to see that, but at the same time I don't. You know, I'd love to see Matt Stafford win a Super Bowl. Never has in all of his years in Detroit. But at the same time, I do want to see the 49ers go again. But I don't want the Chiefs to go again, you know, have another third year in a row of the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. We could have a Super Bowl 40 or 54 matchup with the Chiefs and the 49ers, though, as the Chiefs did get the best of the 49ers in February of 2020, so almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, that game back then was very solid. I remember it quite a bit. It was a very good game.
Yeah, the Niners were up late, and then the Chiefs came back.
So, I mean, I feel like as much as that'll be interesting to see again, I think I don't know if I would want to see that game again, because the 49ers, I don't know, they have not been as like stylistic and pleasing the watch as of before when they did make the Super Bowl then. But yeah, with the fans thing you were telling me about, I do think it's kind of unfair to the other team, and I definitely do think the NFL should step in and prevent that from happening.
Yeah, and we will see on Sunday, January 30th, two games. Both of those games will be held on Sunday. The Bengals take on the Chiefs in Kansas City at 2 o'clock. I believe these are Eastern time. I could be wrong. And then for the NFC, the 49ers will take on the Rams in L.A. at 5:30. So tune in for those games. So we will come back after another quick break here and talk about our closing statements for the NFL.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Now, I do want to have a little bit of a kind of moment of silence here, as we did get news yesterday afternoon that at least six people have died in a stampede outside of the stadium hosting the Africa Cup of Nations soccer game in Cameroon. So very unfortunate situation out there. And Christian, probably you might cover that tomorrow more in your Corner Flag episode, but we do want to keep those people in our hearts and in our minds, as a terrible, unfortunate event did happen. So that was real quick. But Christian, what do you think coming into the game on the games on Sunday? What do you think will happen? What are your predictions for the conference championship games?
Well, to me, both of these games I could see being fairly close. I do think the Bengals are a very talented team, and they do have great attacking play. But they are taking on the Chiefs here. So I can only see this game ending in two ways. It's a very close affair where it goes to overtime, but I think the Chiefs will win that if it did happen. Or the Bengals will get blown out by the Chiefs. One of the two.
You don't think the Bengals will win at all?
I feel like if they play their cards right, maybe. But I kind of doubt they're going to be able to take on this Chiefs team, who have been very solid as of recently. As for the 49ers and Rams game, I do think the 49ers are going to take that game very easily. I don't like this 49ers team, and I don't think they should be even in the conference championships, in my opinion. They definitely got very fortunate with the win against Green Bay, in my opinion.
Yeah, they did have a big defensive, special teams defensive there against that game in Green Bay, like you said. Now, I think the Bengals have a good chance to beat the Chiefs, but at the same time, I think if they don't play their absolute A game, and I could be completely wrong, you know, as I think that if they don't play their complete A game, the Chiefs will just somehow manage to win this game, because the Chiefs always manage to win.
Yeah.
But moving on to the NFC there, I think I got to give this one to LA as well, as the 49ers have played good this season. But at the same time, in the beginning of the season, I was like, there's no way that these guys are going to go. So I think I'm kind of in the same boat with both teams. Like, you know, I want the Bengals to win. Don't want the Chiefs to go back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. But I think the Chiefs are going to win. But in the NFC, I think that I want the 49ers to win. I don't want the Rams really to go. On one hand, I want the 49ers to win. On the other hand, I want Matt Stafford to win a Super Bowl. If Matt Stafford could win a Super Bowl without the Rams winning a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? But I think the Rams are going to win this game and possibly win the Super Bowl. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I think that is going to do it today for this episode of the Sports Spotlight. Thank you for Christian Hernandez kind of coming back onto the show, as Jackson White, unfortunately, is not here today. But Christian, you want to give any shout-outs to your other shows that you have?
Well, yeah, stay tuned for tomorrow, as I'm going to be doing the Corner Flag. We'll be giving you the updates on AFCON and all the other stuff going on regarding the leagues and the upcoming international break. We're going to see the U.S. play again along with Mexico and Canada. We're going to talk about that. It's the final stretch of World Cup qualifiers, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And, yeah, that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you for that, Christian. Thank you for listening.